Be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning's sermon asks a very important question. Where is God when I need Him? Where is God when you need Him? Based on our gospel reading from Luke 24, especially this verse, and as they were talking about these things, Jesus Himself stood among them and said, "Peace be to you." I encourage you to follow the sermon outline that's provided on your handout you picked up this morning as we consider the theme, "Where is God when I need Him?" Well, I have a confession to make. I really enjoy our Tuesday 7 a.m. men's group. We gather every Tuesday morning for breakfast and for Bible study and for prayer. We take turns making breakfast. Pretty good. Then we have 30 minutes of Bible study. We end with a moment of prayer. And by 8 o'clock, the men are off to their work and to their days. What a great way to start every Tuesday. And this group has become for me more than just an excuse for breakfast, somebody else cooks, and Bible study. It's a source of laughter, mutual support, and friendship. Now, this is not meant to be a commercial, but all men are welcome. I especially remember a past Tuesday morning when we had a really good time of sharing and discussion. We were studying the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, and the theme of the lesson for that day is, we are all in God's hands. As we read various passages from Scripture, a number of the men, quite candidly, shared experiences from their own lives. Experiences of pain and loss, experiences of struggle and doubt. They shared honestly their question of wondering, where is God in times when it seems like He's not near, or it seems like He doesn't care? As we read more and more of Holy Scripture and shared our life experiences, we learned that God's people are always in God's hands. And God is always with us, as the children's sermon said. Well, sometimes, though, when we're in the midst of hurtful times, we don't sense God's presence. But He's there nonetheless. And often, it's only after we get through a hard time and we look back and we discover what was true all along. We were in God's hands, and He was with us every step of the way. Now, in today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 24, we find a number of Jesus' disciples who were having a hard time. These men were gathering, and in their hearts were pains and doubts because Jesus, their loving Lord, had been crucified, and they were probably wondering, are we next? Jesus was dead, and they were alone. And surely their question was, where is God when I need Him? Listen to a few verses from Luke 24. And as they were talking about these things, Jesus Himself stood among them and said, "Peace be to you, shalom alechem." And He said to them, "Why are your hearts troubled? Why do doubts rise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself." And while they still disbelieved for joy, they were marveling. And He said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish, and He took it, and He ate it before them. Of all the things He could have been doing, of all the places He could have been on that day of His resurrection, Jesus chose to be with some disciples who were fearful and who were wondering, where is God when we hurt? Where is God when I need Him? Jesus answered these questions by going to the place where they gathered and by eating a meal of fish with them. We can imagine as Jesus ate the cooked fish and licked his fingers. We can just imagine these men saying to one another, "It is the Lord. He is with us. He has not forsaken us." And just before these verses in today's gospel reading, we find another account. Two unnamed disciples were taking a 7-mile hike from Jerusalem to the town called Emmaus. They were sad. They were hurting. Jesus, their master, was dead. He was crucified. What were they going to do now? They felt so alone. They felt so abandoned. And here's what the text says. And as they talked together about these things, while they were conversing, Jesus himself drew near to them and he walked alongside them. Of all the places he could have been, of all the things he could have been doing on that day of his resurrection, Jesus chose to go on a 7-mile hike with these men. And as they walked, he explained the Old Testament scriptures to them that told of his death and his resurrection. Are you beginning to see a pattern here? God is with his people in their time of need. My friends, God is with you in your time of need. Almighty God, and that's who Jesus is that at all times and in all places with his people, wherever they are. He is truly present here at 11 a.m. in the sanctuary of Trinity Lutheran Church in Richmond, B.C. At the same time, he's with Christian believers who are gathering in Beijing in his name. He is by the bedside of that woman dying in a hospital bed in Halifax, Nova Scotia. At the same time, he's riding in a grain truck with a farmer in Saskatchewan. He's with that mother who is giving birth in great pain in Mexico. And he's shoulder to shoulder with the women and men of our fighting forces all over the world. Jesus himself said this very clearly after his resurrection. And before his ascension into heaven, he said these words to his disciples, and he says them to us, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." What we're talking about here today is what theologians call the doctrine of omnipresence. The truth that God is at all times, in all places, with his people. This is a doctrine of Holy Scripture that is to give us comfort. This is a doctrine we don't talk a lot about in the church. We're talking about it today. Today's message is a simple message. And if you wanted to summarize this message and take it home with you in 5 seconds, here it is. Jesus loves you and is with you always. Ah, but that'd be no fun. And I don't want you to get into the habit of short sermons. So let's take a quick look at a few Bible passages that talk about the omnipresence of God. In Jeremiah 23:24, we read this. The Lord says, "Can anyone hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Do I not fill, says the Lord, do I not fill the heavens and the earth?" This passage reminds me of a quote many years ago from the late 1930s when the American boxer Joe Louis was addressing his German opponent Max Schmeling, and Louis said to him in the ring, "You can run, but you cannot hide." In a positive sense, God tells us in this Jeremiah passage that he fills the heavens and the earth. He is everywhere, that he is with you and all who need him. And even when we choose to hide, even when we choose to hide in our fears and our doubts, our loving God is still with us. He loves you too much to let you hide from Him. My, He even comes looking for you. You might recall He did the same thing for our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden when they sinned and they were in shame hiding behind those bushes. Our loving God came to them even though He knew where they were and what they were doing. He speaks these words of a father's heart when He says, "Where are you?" Not because He didn't know, but because in love He wanted them to know they could not hide from His love and His forgiveness. The psalmist expresses the same fact in Psalm 139 when it says, "Where can I flee from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, O Lord, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, O Lord, there are you to greet me." And just after King Solomon built the magnificent temple in Jerusalem, he spoke these words in 1 Kings 8. "Will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, O Lord, how much less this temple that I have built." Yes, our Lord is with us here in this holy place. Yes, He is truly present with us in, with, and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion. Yes, He's with us in the holy waters of baptism. Yes, He's with us when the Word of God is preached in this place. But make no mistake about it, He is at the same time with that loved one of yours who is far from here and perhaps further away from Jesus in their heart. God has never given up on them. He is with them every day. Don't you give up on them either. This beautiful doctrine of the omnipresence of God, of His being with us at all times, is summarized in the title that the Bible gives to our Lord Jesus. In Hebrew, the word is Emmanuel, which literally means with us God. But we say Jesus is God with us. In chapter 1 of his gospel, Matthew records an angel of the Lord coming to Mary and Joseph and saying these things: "Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and she'll call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. And finally, in the New Testament book of Colossians, St. Paul adds even more to this wonderful doctrine of the omnipresence. Listen to what he says. "Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. By him all things were created. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist." Now, I admit, this is pretty thick and heady stuff. Let me state what Paul is saying as simply as I'm able. Paul says that Jesus is Almighty God, the second person of the Trinity. By Him all things were created, and He reigns over all creation. He is omnipresent, all times, everywhere. My dear friends, would you take a moment and look at this cross? The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That same Almighty God who fills the universe, who is at all times, in all places, who comes to seek out His people who are hurting and need His presence. This is the same Lord whose death and resurrection we celebrated just 2 weeks ago on Easter. Yes, Jesus died for you and for your sins, and thank God for mine. He was buried, but He rose from death, and He conquered sin, and He conquered death, and He conquered the devil, and everything He did for you. And wonder of wonders, now that He has ascended back into heaven, He is not just, as the Creed says, at the right hand of the Father. He is here and everywhere with everyone who needs Him. Now today, we've spoken about some really heady theological stuff, the doctrine of the omnipresence of God. And it's even deeper and wider than we could even touch today. But here's my prayer, my dear friends, that the wonder of this doctrine, this teaching of Scripture, would move 18 inches from your heads to your hearts, that you would not just understand it better, but trust God's presence with you, that would give you comfort and strength. And to help you take this doctrine home with you today, we'll end this sermon by reading out loud together a very famous poem. This poem teaches us about the omnipresence of God, even when we don't realize it, that He is with us and taking care of us. The title of the old poem is Footprints in the Sand. It is upon your screen, and we're going to read this together aloud. One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene, I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints. Other times there was one set of footprints. This bothered me because I noticed that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could only see one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised me, Lord, that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there have only been one set of prints in the sand. Why, when I have needed you most, you have not been there for me?" The Lord replied, "The times when you have seen only one set of footprints is when I carried you." Where is God when you need Him? He is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. You have that promise written in blood in the name of Jesus. Amen.